Good morning, listeners. Over the past several weeks, we have been examining the topic, Living by Faith in Uncertain Times. Today, we will focus on Abraham, whose name was originally Abram. You know, there's a four-letter word that is wreaking havoc all over the world today. It has redefined relationships, broken families, caused wars, and is the source of torment for billions of people. It entered the human vocabulary in Genesis chapter 3, when our foreparents disobeyed God and fell into sin. The word is a noun, and the adjective associated with it was first expressed in a conversation Adam had with God after the fall. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I have heard your voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." Genesis 3, 9 and 10. By now you know the word I am referring to. Fear. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. Ever since the origin of fear, it has taken on many forms. For example, some of the fears that prevent success are said to be fear of inadequacy, fear of uncertainty, fear of the unknown, fear of change, fear of losing control. There was a man from the line of Shem, one of Noah's sons, who was saved from God's judgment of the flood, who was prompted to throw caution to the wind and say no to fear. He stepped out into the unknown, and Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Aaron, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 105 years, and Terah died in Haran. Genesis 11, 31 to 32. Terah, Abram's father, moved in God's intended direction, but he stopped short of the destination. The call of Abraham. God's specific call to Abram came after the death of Terah, his father. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis 1 to 3. God here promised to bless Abraham, but more significantly, all of humanity through Abraham's descendants, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why did God call Abram at this point in his life? In his call of Abram, God wanted to take him further. He wanted him in the promised land. In his call, he pronounced for the second time his plan for the redemption of humanity, originally given in Genesis 3, verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." He declared and affirmed that his redemption plan was still on track, despite all that had transpired from the dawn of creation. For his plan to succeed, two critical components were needed: faith and obedience. Genesis 12, verse 4 states, "So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran." Faith requires obedience. Abram departed. He obeyed. That signified faith. Genesis 15, 6 states, "And Abram believed the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness." Abram stepped out by faith into the unknown, into uncertainty. He had no idea what lay ahead, but he did not need to. He just needed to know that God had called him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. It is trust in the unseen, not trust in the unknown. Listeners, God is calling you to a life of faith in these uncertain times. In the words of Isaiah 43:18-19, he says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Like Abraham, all you need is assurance of his call. He is calling you to leave the past behind. Leave your heartache, your pain, sorrows, and brokenness. He may be saying to you, get past your past. 2020 has been a bad year, perhaps the worst in your life. Your plans may have been scuttled, disrupted, and dismantled. You have experienced economic setbacks, illnesses, lost loved ones, lost jobs. But all is not lost because God has a plan for you. He's taking you somewhere. When you start on the journey of obedience, God's presence is assured. Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Genesis 12:6-7. Assurance of God's presence and God's promise lead to worship. Abraham built an altar to the Lord. How is your worship? Along the journey, you must pause to worship. You must recognize the hand of God and his presence. Contemplate his promises and his power. Praise him from your heart in a lifestyle of true worship. Abraham may seem to be perfect, but no, he lapsed. In Genesis 12:10-20, we read that there was a famine in the land of Canaan, the place to which God had called him. Abraham decided to solve his problem, to take matters into his own hand. The passage gives no indication that he sought the Lord on what to do in this difficulty, in this challenge. But he decided to go down to Egypt to avoid trouble. And instead of trusting God, he concocted with Sarai, his wife, to tell the Egyptians that she was his sister, not his wife, out of fear. Sarai was a very beautiful woman, and he feared he might be killed for her. He entertained fear and told a lie. Faith goes through the door any time we let in fear. If God has called you, stand your ground no matter what happens. Where God guides, he provides. Seek him first before making any move. Once you start on the path of compromise, things are going to go downhill as it did with Abraham. Abraham's deception was discovered because God intervened. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister? I might have taken her as my wife. Now therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go your way." Genesis 12:17-19. God protected Abraham against Pharaoh's wrath. So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. What is this lesson to us? Romans 8:28 tells us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and call according to his purpose." Let us face it. We do foolish things from time to time. We make mistakes. But nothing that we can ever do is beyond the capacity of God to cause it to work together for our good, so long as we love him and are called according to his purpose. You see, God knew that Abraham would lapse and get into trouble, and he took that into account in planning his life. Our worst mistakes have been foreseen by our omniscient, all-knowing God, and he has factored them into the fabric of his plans for us. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God has no plan B for your life, listeners. He simply has a plan, just like he did for Abraham. This means that you can relax. You can stop being anxious. You can live by faith in these times of uncertainty. Answer his call on your life. Move in faith by obeying him, and you will see how he will work out his plans for you. Next week, I will bring this series on living by faith in uncertain times to a close. God bless you.